Hi, my name's Mark Potter. I'm one of the counselors at Intermountain's Employee Assistance Program, and I would love to show you today a really quick self-compassion meditation. So all you do is several times a day, pause what you're doing, pay attention to three breaths. It's the most basic exercise that I have. I have to have some sort of a reminder, so on my phone, I have alerts set up for to go off like every hour for about 5 or 6 hours during the day. And when the alert goes off, I pause what I'm doing and I pay attention to three breaths. And then a couple of those times, I add a little self-compassion exercise. And I've been doing this throughout COVID, and I cannot tell you how powerful that has been in helping me sort of de-escalate and be a little bit kinder to myself. That's not really natural to us. As caregivers, we're so good at being compassionate with others, and we kind of suck at doing it for ourselves. So that's the trick here. So what I'd like to invite you to do is just pause and let's pay attention to three breaths. Here we go. That's it. You don't have to do any special breathing unless you want to. You can slow it down a little if you want, but you don't have to. So we just pay attention to three breaths one more time, and then I'll walk you through the self-compassion part. Here we go. Three breaths. Feels delicious, doesn't it? Okay. And now the self-compassion part. Take this hand and lightly stroke the hand on your chest. Yep, just a little self-soothing motion. I usually start rocking back and forth. Yeah, just a little self-soothing. Then I say something really nice to myself, like, there, darling. There, darling. It's gonna be okay. Gonna be okay. That came from my teacher, one of my teachers, Susan Morgan. There, darling. It's gonna be okay. Gonna be okay. I have another client. She says, "Girl, you got this. You got this." Another guy says, "Hey, buddy, what's going on in there today? How you doing? Doing okay? You're gonna be okay." So you get the idea. It's a little bit of a physical self-soothing. And then just simply saying something kind to ourselves, which we are not used to doing. So I'd invite you to try that. It's really quick, and it's really powerful. We're practicing just a little bit of kindness to ourselves, which we really need. And it really does help us be more compassionate toward others. So thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.